You may have noticed there are a couple of new restaurant concepts that are around this city. The original Chop Shop, and also Bella Green. And the CEO of the company that owns both of these is Jason Morgan. He has a history in fine dining, but also good dining. It used to be at Zoe's. Jason Morgan joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So is this all stuff that's good for you?
It's all stuff that's good for you. We like to
say, I can eat everything without any guilty conscience?
Yeah, we like to say it's as healthy as you want it to be. There are definitely things on the menu that are very health conscious, but there's also things that are very indulgent as well.
So two different concepts, the Chop Shop, and the first one I saw, because you put one in where Goff's used to be across from SMU, and a place that just burned down, and there was new construction. But so tell me about the demographic for that.
So the original Chop Shop is a concept that started out in Phoenix. We bought three stores back in 2016 from the original founders. And it attracts a 25 to 45-year-old educated, affluent consumer who's looking for a fast, on-the-go, but healthful meal. And so that's who's coming there. It's a very similar customer to Bella Green as well. Bella Green skews maybe a little bit older.
So Chop Shop. So you're primarily targeting people who eat there, right?
Yeah, well, about 50% or more of the food gets eaten outside of the restaurant. So we do a pretty big to-go business, big call-in business, and then we have a pretty substantial catering business as well.
Okay, and delivery has got, I mean, everybody seems to say that delivery has become more and more important. I guess that's a way to increase your sales without your square footage.
That's correct. Delivery has been a big disruptor in the restaurant space over the last several years. We just actually implemented some new technology at Chop Shop from a brand called Olo, which allows us to do online ordering for the first time. That's about 2 months old for us. But it also does a couple of other neat things. It allows us to take the order and to auction off the delivery, which Which makes it a little more efficient.
Because
there's
so many providers.
Yes,
out there.
And then it also allows us to integrate the third-party delivery tablets into our POS system, which makes the whole process more efficient. And so it's. I was telling someone earlier today that they typically don't work with small companies because they do just as much work for a 10-unit company as they would for a 100-unit company, and so they charge a pretty large minimum fee, but we went ahead and took that fee because we knew it would work for us.
Well, it would be interesting to see how long there are that many providers. I don't know. It's lasted longer than I thought it would. So the name, Chop Shop, where do you get that? Because I think meat.
That's right. There's a lot of confusion around the name. I think there's a lot of people that may not decide to walk in that first time because of the name. The name was derived from the fact that we chop things up. We're chopping over
chopped salads,
chopped vegetables. There's pretty much probably 50 different items that we're chopping every day in the restaurant. Very few items come in frozen. Very few items come in pre-made. So we're actually handling the foods, whole vegetables, right in front of the guest.
And the other Bella Green, which I noticed you renamed, it used to be called Ruggles Green. I think you made a good choice, probably.
We did too.
But that one, now that one I saw, I know you got several locations, but I saw one over at Walnut Hill and Central at the Hill, and it seemed to be humming. But that place seems to be a little, for me, something I like, which is maybe less healthy, pizzas and hamburgers.
Yeah, so the concept was originated by a couple of founders. One guy was a chef, and another founder, his wife, had celiac. And so the whole menu was focused around chef-driven meals that you could eat with dietary restrictions. So the menu has about 35 different gluten-free menu or items on the menu, which not only taste good, they're fantastic. You would know the difference. All the pastas are gluten-free. It's a chef-driven meal in a fast casual environment. And people ask me all the time, like, what do you compare it to? And we struggle to come up with a comparison because you're ordering the food at the counter and then the food's coming to the table. It's much better than anything else you can get in a casual dining restaurant. I think the closest thing for me is it's almost like a Houston's without the table service.
Yeah, I guess. Well, so you're not, I mean, in a sense, you're not competing against yourself.
That's correct. We are, it's a similar customer, but at the same time, it's different occasions. And Bella Green is 50-50 lunch, dinner. It's 50-50 weekend, weekday. It's somewhere you might go for a date night. It's somewhere you might go for a business lunch. Whereas Chop Shop is, you're on the go to somewhere else. You've got a quick lunch you've got to go get. You've got a soccer game to go to. And so that's how they service their guests differently.
So as you go forward, So what kind of challenge do you have developing two brands simultaneously? I mean, and it is. I mean, these are, yeah, you just got a handful of locations for each of these.
Yes, it's a big challenge to take one hat off and put the other hat on and try to keep the two brands straight. Different cultures in each of the brands, different strategies in each of the brands. One of the core foundations that's similar, though, in both is we built the same technology in each brand. So that allows us to have the same back office type system, same accounting, same POS, so that we can run them efficiently and have that foundation for growth. The biggest thing that we're working on today is just brand awareness in Dallas. As a small restaurant concept, you don't have a lot of money for marketing. And so you've got to go, it's almost hand-to-hand combat every day, trying to draw people into your restaurant, tell people what it is. The name confusion on both concepts, a little bit of a hurdle to get through as well. And so that's where we spend most of our time.
So do you stay here? I mean, and again, I mean, Chop Shop, I guess, started in Arizona, and you're pretty well established there. But so what do you want to do? You just want to grow around this area? Is this going to be a national rollout? Is this going to be Zoe's?
So hopefully it's going to be Zoe's. That's what the plan is. So on the Chop Shop side, we've got four additional stores planned for this year. Three of those will be in Dallas. We've got Park and Preston coming in May. We have a store that's Mockingbird and Abrams in the Lakewood area. That's going to be sort of October-ish time period. And then we have another store that's going to be Custer and El Dorado up in McKinney, which we're going to test a drive-through, which should be pretty interesting for us.
That's
our first one of those. And then we have a store out in Phoenix that's going to be in the South Tempe area. We then look to what's the next market for Chop Shop. And at Zoe's, we grew from a hub-and-spoke standpoint. So we established major hubs in Birmingham, Atlanta, Dallas, and then we worked our way out from there. And so what we're looking at for Chop Shop in 2020 is maybe a jump to Atlanta. Well, it would be one option that would open up not only the ability to build 15 to 20 stores in Atlanta over the course of the next several years, but also open up Charlotte and the South Carolina, Birmingham, Nashville, and work our way around there.
That is aggressive.
And then from Dallas, we can branch to Houston or Austin or San Antonio or even to Tulsa or Oklahoma City. So right now it's just a matter of trying to pick that next space. Real estate has been super challenging for us. There's tons of money has been poured into the restaurant space over the last 5 years from private equity. A lot of folks have overpaid for brands. And because of that, the only way to get your return is to go out and open a bunch of stores. And so as we compete for spaces here in Dallas and elsewhere, we're finding that rents have escalated to a point where it doesn't make a lot of sense for what people are signing up to do deals.
It also, I mean, Chop Shop seems like it lends itself to airport locations or maybe within a university or within a hospital, that sort of thing. Are you looking at those kind of locations?
Yeah, we are. So we actually just opened up our first airport location in January out in Phoenix. We're in Terminal 3. SSP is the operator, so it's a license deal. And we've had good success so far with that. We win because we can get the food out really fast. Food is highly customizable.
And portable.
Most of the ticket times are 5 minutes or less. And so you can get in and get your food and eat and be where you want to go pretty quickly.
This is really, like I say, it's very aggressive. And so you got deep pockets?
We have deep pockets, yes. We have two major investors. The first investor is a high net worth individual out of Houston who has made most of his wealth in the car dealership business, but has also diversified into restaurants and hotels and office buildings. And then the second investor is the family that created Gateway Computer.
Oh my God!
Yes, they have a family office that's in South Dakota, and they are they've been a supporter of us for several years now. So between those two families, we can be patient with our growth, and we should have access to dollars to keep growing.
So maybe they send money and leave you alone for a while.
That's right.
Maybe that's the best. Well, it's gonna be fun to watch this grow, and you know, it sounds like you've got all the right tools. Jason Morgan is CEO. Is there a corporate name that covers both of these, or are you CEO of Bella Green and the original Chop Shop?
So I get to carry two business cards. I'm CEO of both. They're separate entities today, but we operate them with a shared overhead structure.
Good to have you with us. We wish you all the best.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.